Simon & Schuster Audio presents How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success by Frank Betcher. Read by Arthur Morey.
Part 1. These ideas lifted me out of the ranks of failure. 1. How one idea multiplied my income and happiness. Shortly after I started out as a professional baseball player, I got one of the biggest shocks of my life. That was back in 1907. I was playing for Johnstown, Pennsylvania in the Tri-State League. I was young and ambitious, wanted to get to the top. And what happened? I was fired. My whole life might have been different if I hadn't gone to the manager and asked him why he fired me. In fact, I wouldn't have the rare privilege of writing this book if I hadn't asked him that question. The manager said he fired me because I was lazy. Well, that was the last thing I expected him to say. "You drag yourself around the field like a veteran who has been playing ball for 20 years, he told me. "Why do you act that way if you're not lazy?" "Well, Bert," I said, "I'm so nervous, so scared, that I want to hide my fear from the crowd, and especially from the other players on the team. Besides, I hope that by taking it easy, I'll get rid of my nervousness." "Frank," he said, "it will never work. That's the thing that is holding you down. Whatever you do after you leave here, for heaven's sake, wake yourself up and put some life and enthusiasm into your work." I had been making $175 a month at Johnstown. After being fired there, I went down to Chester, Pennsylvania, in the Atlantic League, where they paid me only $25 a month. Well, I couldn't feel very enthusiastic on that kind of money, but I began to act enthusiastic. After I was there 3 days, an old ball player, Danny Meehan, came to me and said, "Frank, what in the world are you doing down here in a rank bush league like this?" "Well, Danny," I replied, "if I knew how to get a better job, I'd go anywhere." A week later, Danny induced New Haven, Connecticut to give me a trial. My first day in New Haven will always stand out in my memory as a great event in my life. No one knew me in that league, so I made a resolution that nobody would ever accuse me of being lazy. I made up my mind to establish the reputation of being the most enthusiastic ball player they'd ever seen in the New England.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?